For some drivers today, that was the sound of relief. A snowcat brought in to rescue their cars after they became stranded on a remote road between Summit and Morgan counties. They were trying to find a way around the freeway closure on I-80, and their map programs or car GPSs suggested a small dirt road between Jeremy Ranch and East Canyon as an alternate. That road is not maintained in winter. Adrian Spiegel got stuck late last night, about 5 miles in.
I'm originally from the East Coast, and I've never dealt with roads in this particular condition. And I guess, to my foolishness, trusted my application a little too wholeheartedly and thought that my Audi could handle it. And to no avail. I got stuck pretty far down the road. Yeah, it was a very nerve-wracking experience for sure. Never been stuck without a paddle like that.
Scott Sorensen was on his way to a meeting with UDOT this morning. He knew about the road, but thought he could make it.
I didn't know how bad it was, but at least I thought I would just check it out. I started going down the road. I was doing fine. One-lane road. It was pretty snow-packed, but it wasn't snowing. So I thought, I'm going to make it. I got to the point where it started getting really rough, and the ruts in the road was starting to high center my car. So I thought, okay, I'm turning around. Way down the road, I could actually see about 3 cars way down the road that were stuck.
Sorensen got his car stuck trying to turn around. He says he tried to warn other drivers who told him he'd followed Google Maps. Utah State Parks Sergeant Drew Patterson says in all, some 10 to 15 cars, 18 people were stranded. Most were able to get out with just a bit of help. The snowcat helped with the rest. Patterson says there's a lesson to be learned.
You have to have some common sense. If you've never driven in deep snow before, or mud or whatever the conditions may present, you have to be able to tell yourself, I know what my limitations are. And I'm not willing to take my car down that.
Patterson says it's lucky people were able to get help. Otherwise, this situation could have been much worse.